1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And if you've been watching TV, man, you've been seeing what has been going on in Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia, which is today really just Serbia and Montenegro, whatever it is, Montenegro. Two provinces left of a country that at one time encompassed, you know, Croatia, Slovenia. Well, what's going on there today is an uprising, a popular uprising, a revolution. The people have taken to the streets. This guy, Slobodan Milosevic, was voted out of office, apparently, according to international estimates. He was defeated in a presidential election. Kostunica is the president-elect there, and yet he refused to leave office. So the people, seeing that their country was essentially being hijacked, took to the streets and literally smashed through the doors and windows of the parliament building. The police finally laid down their truncheons and their weapons and joined the crowd. And also, they went over to the state-run television station, which up to that point had been pitching a bunch of Milosevic stuff. And now I guess it says something like the new Serbian television is on the air. So this is all really, really historically exciting stuff. I mean, I look at this, it reminds me of Tiananmen Square in 89. And I was in Tiananmen Square in 1982. With us right now is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And Jay, it's a really exciting... Jay, you're in your substation right now?
We are, Phil, right now. We are monitoring the latest out of Yugoslavia, and it appears that Kostunica has given a address to the people, which I think is going to calm them down.
Jay, you're with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police unit here in America, correct?
We are a volunteer unit, Phil, but we do retain a constitutional right of citizens' arrest under the Constitution, and we're here to assist the police in any way that we can. And that's certainly one of our primary directives, is to keep an eye on this situation in Yugoslavia, just so that we can be aware of anything that might happen in this country as a result of that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what could happen in this country? We have a democracy.
Well, absolutely right, Phil. There is nothing. But I do like to keep an eye on it, because you never know. People might... We've got this MTA strike going. We have this Screen Actors Guild strike going. We don't want these actors or these railed people, you know, look at what's going on in Kentucky and suddenly say, hey, you know, why don't we have ourselves a little revolution here?
So well, you don't think it's going to happen with that kind of a strike, do you?
No, I really don't, Phil. But fortunately, Phil, here in America, we have a history of voting, and we do have checks and measures against this kind of thing happening in our country.
Well, I mean, the people of people of Yugoslavia, should say, are very, very upset because, as I said, they had their country hijacked.
Well, they're upset, Phil, because they had their election stolen from them. Fortunately, that could never happen here. We are, in America, we have voting. We have a history of voting. We have a strong democracy. We also have the strongest domestic police force and the strongest military. And I got to tell you something. As a police officer, what I saw those police officers in Yugoslavia today made me want to vomit. I just want to vomit when I see what they...
What did they do? You mean the police officers in Yugoslavia did nothing because they joined the uprising?
Well, that's kind of not... I don't think that was professional. I understand they have political consideration. But that kind of made me want to just be sick in my stomach. Because as a police officer, I have a lot to... I have a duty, and I have an oath to uphold to protect property and life.
But what they have over there is a political uprising that obviously the people are joining in, and the people include the police, and they include the soldiers, correct?
That is true, Phil. I guess really the only point I'm trying to make is that never happened in America.
Let me pursue that line of thinking with you. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the California Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police force. Let me pursue that with you. Why do you think that could never... What's happening in Yugoslavia right now, why do you think that could never happen in America?
Well, Phil, we have a history of voting. We have a democracy. We also have a strong police force, strong military. I can tell you something right now. Our police and our military are going to cut and run the way those guys did today in Yugoslavia. You're not going to see that. Our police are professional. Our military is the finest in the world. We do have a population of people that understand that if they... if they mess with the power structure in America, it's go time. The light's green.
What do you mean it's go time?
It means if you start messing with the police in America, you start messing with the military in America, the light's green. So our people here in America would never, ever think...
What do you mean the light is green? You mean they'd be put down?
Well, I think we have a strong police force here, a strong military here. the people of America recognize that if they ever tried, and I mean ever tried, anything like what these the Slavians are trying, you know, it's on. You know, it's on. I mean, it'd be...
Well, you're saying that they'd be put down by military might?
I think you can read that into what I'm saying. Absolutely, yeah. I think I'm getting to that, Phil, yeah. You know, I just think that the American people are too smart to try anything like that.
Jay Sanis with us. Question. You say the American people are too smart to try anything like that, meaning the American people are too smart to try a revolution. Now, we don't need one here. We have a pretty decent country. But would we ever need one? We have a history of that, too. We had a revolution in this country.
So we had a revolution back in...
Yeah, but we had a revolution.
We had one back in the 18th century, yeah. But that's a different time, a different place. Americans... today, Phil, I want to cash a paycheck, get a beer out of the fridge, check the TV guide for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, turn on the tube, kick off their work boots, rub their feet. That's all I want to do. And, yeah, I want to do the same thing. Now, the American people are smarter than that. And if they're not that smart, then they need to get smart real fast. And I think...
All right, then why are you monitoring this situation?
Simply because it's my job as a volunteer police officer to try to help the other police officers. It's my job to let the American people know, and I do this in a very friendly way, you know, you're seeing them having a lot of fun over there in Yugoslavia. Don't think about it.
Well, that sounds like a threat to me, Jay.
No, it's not a threat.
Well, it does. What do you mean, don't think about it? So you're telling the American people, hey, they're having a lot of fun over in Yugoslavia. If you ever try that over here...
Well, I mean, it's true. If they ever try that over here, they're not going to be getting in the parliament doors. Okay?
Not that we need to, but just hearing you say that...
Well, it's just... You know, the American people out there and listening to people in L.A. or wherever, you see what they're doing over in Slavia. If you ever try that, you get spanked. You're talking about the finest police forces and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, too. You know, and
well, you guys are a volunteer police agency. Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer ancillary security apparatus that was started in his neighborhood down in Hawthorne.
You know, you try to minimize what we do, Phil, but I've been out on patrol today. I've been looking at people.
What are you doing on patrol today? Are you warning people not to have a revolution or something?
Well, what I'm doing, Phil, is I show them our uniform. We wear a safari helmet, and we have a blue armband, and we have Bermuda shorts, and I look them in the eye. And by making that eye contact, I'm reminding people, we're here. Who's got the power? You know, it's almost like, who's your daddy? You know,
in case anybody's thinking about having a revolution? I mean, this is ridiculous that we're even talking about this, but you're saying that in America, what happened in Yugoslavia today could never happen because you guys are walking around.
Because, yeah, Citizens Auxiliary Police, with our blue armband and our pith helmet.
With your blue armband and your pith helmet, you're going to keep a revolution from happening if people want it to happen.
Phil, we are assistant police. What I'm trying to do is just remind people, this is America. If you want to have some kind of a popular uprising, what they had in Slavia.
And it's called Yugoslavia. It's called Yugoslavia. It's not Slavia.
Well, what I'm talking about is Yugoslavia. They should think they're going to have some kind of uprising over there. Forget it. It's not going to happen.
You know, Jay, I'm with Jay Sanis, Citizens Auxiliary Police. You're walking around with a pith helmet, a blue armband, and Bermuda shorts, and you're staring people down. As if to say, hey, you know, the power is here, and what happened in Yugoslavia is not going to happen here because we got some bad cops.
I think that's the message every police officer wants to send today. You know, you don't want to see your police cut and run the way those Slavian cops did. You don't want to see your military cut and run the way that Yugoslavian military did. This is America. It's a whole different ball game. There's professionals over here, okay? We don't cut and run.
You don't what?
We don't cut and run.
You don't cut and run?
That's right.
All right, well, I think...
Phil, we have the vote. We have the vote in this country. You can vote for your favorite people. You can vote them in. You can vote them out. We also have a deal called, a little thing called, and maybe you've heard of it, the Congress of the America, okay? And you can vote for that, too. Violence has no place in the country, and Citizens Auxiliary Police. We also got a little something you might have heard of called the President of the United States. You vote for him, we're going to be voting for him pretty soon.
I got all of that. I know we're voting for the president and everything else. But the idea that violent revolution is impossible in America because of the police force, I think you're
I think you're whistling Dixie, pal.
Well, I just don't think you're being realistic. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Jay Sanis and the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're monitoring what's going on in Yugoslavia in case anybody gets any bright ideas over here, is basically what he's saying. And he's also saying it would be impossible to have happen in America what's happening in Yugoslavia at this hour, because our police force, our military, and our people, the cops are too strong, and the people just want to suck beer and watch Regis. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
That's what I do.
Right. Well, I think that's interesting. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
Roger.
And we're talking with Jay Sanis from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Explain to people again what the Citizens Auxiliary Police is.
All right, Phil. Citizens Auxiliary Police was founded in 1995 by Major Elvis Newton, who is our commander. My rank is General Citizens Auxiliary Police. What we do is assist the police in security and basically a crowd control. We do a lot of drunk driving checks, etc.
And do the police acknowledge this?
Well, I think it's kind of an unfair question, Phil. You know, you and I have talked about this a lot. And
the police don't acknowledge you guys, do they?
We're here to help our neighborhood in any way we can. Here to help our community in any way we can. And police want our help, that's great. Police don't want our help, that's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, the point you're making here is that what's going on in Yugoslavia could never happen in America.
Oh no, absolutely not. Because we've got police in this country who are not going to cut and run. And we have a military won't cut and run, and we have people here who are happy with the country, and I think the people here know better. You go up against American police, American military, the light is green.
The light is green.
That's right.
Okay. Let's take our first call here from Phoenix. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Phoenix. Go ahead.
Yes, I appreciate talking to an auxiliary policeman.
I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, sir.
What are you, crossing guard?
That's very funny, sir.
No, well, what else would you do? You're not qualified to be a full-time policeman.
We have full flare drops. We have flare drops. We do house-to-house check on videotape. So we do a lot of things. Are you a police officer?
I'm retired.
Okay. Well, my hat's off to you. You can back me up on this.
We had auxiliary come up, and they were crossing guards, or they were bouncers in a bar if they were tough enough. That was their duty.
I think that's unnecessary. That's not necessary to insult me like that.
It's not insulting. This is what they do.
Well,
otherwise, you'd be a full policeman. You'd be full-time. 24
okay,
hours
we
a day.
We get into it.
Do you have a squad car?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a radio car? Do you have any kind of a...
Yeah, we do. We use that... Bill Watson's Suburban. His wife uses it during the day. We use she's there, a paddy wagon.
Bill Watson?
He's one of our officers. Okay, so I think as a former police officer, you'd probably agree with me, sir, that if the American people tried what the people in Slavia are trying, Katie bar the door.
I'm afraid I'd join him because we'd be outgunned.
Well, but I mean, American police don't cut and run the way these Slavian police did. See what I'm saying?
It depends on where you're at.
No, I disagree.
Here in Arizona, we got a sheriff called Joe Arpaio. You mess with him, you're in trouble. I don't care who you are.
There you go. That's my kind of guy. It's my kind of guy.
But you're not a policeman.
Sure I am.
What do you do?
Are
what
you
do
in
you do
Arizona?
For a living? They don't pay you, do they?
You're in Arizona, right?
That's right.
You've never heard of the Phoenix Volunteer Police Commission?
That's right.
Well, they're there.
That's right.
They're there. Yeah, they can
they're trained policemen.
No, the Phoenix Volunteer Police Rangers of the Mountain area.
I've heard of them.
You've heard of them?
Sure.
Well, then you know
they're
how bad
too far
they are.
Away.
You know how tough they are.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. So, what are you talking about?
Hey, that Border Patrol is tough, too.
They're all tough. And if those Slavians...
But they're full-fledged. They're not part-time.
If the Yugoslavians want to come over here and try that stuff, they're going to be up against the Phoenix Mountain Ranger Patrol. as well as Citizens Auxiliary Police and the West Texas Range Riders.
Not if they don't agree with what the government does. They'll be right on our side.
Whatever.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. What do you mean, whatever?
I don't think this guy knows what he's saying.
Well, I don't know how old you are, but see, I've been around a few years.
I know. You're babbling. You're babbling.
That sounds funny to you, doesn't it?
Well, no. I can't make a head and tail of what the hell it is you're saying.
All right, if the man is saying you're not a real cop, you ought to be a crossing guard.
That hurts.
And we heard you say that as well. Thank you, sir, for your call.
And
for your great service to our...
Oh, don't suck up.
All right, well, thank you anyway. Here is Clearwater on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Listen, I'm just driving home. I talked to the show here. Real quick comment. I don't even want to argue with this guy.
I'm entitled to my constitutional right.
I thought it was a joke that you even had this guy on here. But what you need to do is...
You think it's a joke to have your country taken over, sir?
What you need to do is take your shirt off and check for a swastika tattoo.
Where would I find that?
He's starting to sound like Germany, 1938.
I take my shirt off. Where am I going to find a swastika tattoo, sir? I'll tell you where.
You know,
nowhere.
You would be a
nowhere.
Perfect youth for Hitler, my friend.
Youth
That's all
for
I have to say. You are a total... Total freaking loser.
Well, sir, try any of that Slavian stuff, and you'll see what's happening. I got mom tattooed in a heart on my chest. That's all I got. I do not have any other tattoo that I can speak of at this time.
That's great.
You got a tattoo, Phil?
Never mind. Here is Tyler on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes,
sir.
I'm trying to understand, Jay, you seem to have more of an antagonist approach when there's not even any type of upheaval or uprising.
That's right. You're right. There isn't, but I want the American people. Mr. Henry had me on the show today to talk about the Yugoslavian situation, and as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I just want to assure everyone that what's going on over there in
Yugoslavia.
It doesn't sound like assurance. It sounds like... Step up if you think you want some, and there's not even anybody, nobody's even near that point.
That's good. I'm just saying that's fine. Just don't get there.
Well, that's the point. But by saying don't get there, it's like you're antagonizing someone to challenge you.
Wait a minute. Are you trying to say something here?
No, I'm saying I think you would appreciate the challenge, and that's why you're in the role you're in.
No, I don't want it. I don't want the challenge. You're not thinking about any revolution, are you?
No, absolutely not. I'm a little too far away from you anyway.
That's good.
But green, the terminology that you use...
What did I say?
It's green light, baby. It's
on. It's right. You said it's a green light. It's on. Anybody thinking about...
No, I just want anybody who thinks they're going to pull
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia stuff.
That's
green.
That's my question. Who do you think is going to pull that?
Well, you got an MTA strike here in L.A. You got the Screen Actors Guild strike. What are they doing?
You got to unwind a little bit. You wound a little too tight.
The Screen Actors Guild.
You're looking for that challenge that's not even present at this time.
I went out on patrol today. I saw the looks in some of the faces. I went down where the MTA guys are striking, and I walked down the picket line to show them that I'm here.
Well, what else do you do other than being the auxiliary police officer?
They want a piece of me.
Look at Jay.
No, this guy asked me. I'm saying if they want a piece of me.
What else do you do other than being an auxiliary police?
I work security
officer
for the Johnson Beverage Company.
Okay. So all of your background is in security and control.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Right?
I do have security background. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, I mean, that's fine. You seem
at the
very,
Johnson
very
Beverage
good
Company.
At that. Right. It just seems to
Thank
be.
You.
I'm just going to close in saying that it's just. You
I
seem
just,
to be trying to fill a need that's not even present
well,
right there.
I just want you to
maybe
know.
Maybe if it was, you'd feel better about your position. And
no.
That's all. I thank you for your comment.
Just don't try any revolution.
Man, Jay.
Well, I felt people are challenging me.
No, you're the guy that's coming on here and challenging people. Here's Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you
yes,
doing
sir,
today?
Fine.
Sir.
Is it just me, or are you challenging people, Jay, because you want to see a cop stand up to protesters?
No, it's not going to happen in America, Phil. I'm not worried about it.
Jay, can I say something to you?
Yes, sir.
Number one, you are correct. We do have the finest military and police force. And
Amen,
I respect
brother.
You and what you do also,
Amen,
going out
brother.
There and patrolling the streets as a citizen. That's excellent,
Amen.
And that should be commended.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
But, sir, if you're talking about insurrection, if you're talking about Yugoslavia, we've had insurrection here. We've had police officers not
right.
go
Let
to
Let me
the
ask the gentleman to hold
away.
The line and hold the line there in Wichita. We'll take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos with his pith helmet will be back on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Back with us is Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police commenting on the Yugoslavian uprising. And we wanted to get some comments on the Yugoslavian uprising from the standpoint of what police do. Now, you're not a real police officer. I know that, Jay. You're with a volunteer police force, although you're in your substation right now. But you're talking about how what happened in Yugoslavia today could never happen here because we have the greatest police, the greatest military, and the people of this country lack the will.
Well, so I would say they lack the will. It's just there's more interesting things to do for American people than go out and try and start some stuff, you know. And I'll tell you something right now. I mean, they want to start any stuff.
Let me tell you something. I just had a guy call up, and I didn't put him on the air because he was kind of dull, but he did say one thing. He said he wanted you to go down to Texas, and they'd cut your tongue out down there.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
I like that challenge, yeah. Yeah, bring it on. Whereabouts was he in Texas?
I don't know. I didn't find out.
See, that's the whole thing. Guy wants to try me. Was he saying something about me?
No, he just said, bring your...
Yeah, but was it personal?
No, he just said, you bring your tongue down there.
I'd love to take him out.
You'd love to take him out? Why? Because the guy is...
Because I'll tell you right now, Phil. I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, all right? And sometimes I walk patrol where I clearly identified with our white safari-style helmet, white gloves, blue armband, and Bermuda shorts. I'll make eye contact and remind people who the alpha dog is. A little term called alpha dog. You know what alpha dog is?
Alpha dog?
Yeah.
The top dog.
You got it. You got it. Alpha dog. If they're thinking about rebellion or revolution, and they see our blue armband, pretty much takes care of that. We drive patrol sometimes into Compton to remind the minorities pretty useless. And
you're going into Compton with Bill Watson's wife's Suburban?
You know, Phil, you make all the jokes you want.
No, you went into Compton?
We do. Because we do. Of course, the minorities are the ones. They want to start some stuff. If we see protesters like the MTA union people, the SAG deal, remind them they can have their little strike, but don't think of overthrowing the government. And I'll say it right now on your show. If the Screen Actors Guild is thinking about overthrowing the government violently, boy, I don't want to be you.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking about right now, Jay.
Now, you can minimize it if you want to.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, let me go back to the gentleman who's hanging on in Wichita. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. You were talking about insurrections and uprisings not happening in the United States, but it's happened. And I didn't know you were based in L.A. Are you in Los Angeles, sir?
I'm in Los Angeles area, sir.
All right, sir. The only thing is... the police force and the firefighters didn't want to go into the riots. There was insurrection there.
Well, I agree with you.
We do have the best police force. We do have the best military force. But they saw the passion in these people.
5341.
By anything less than destruction, it didn't matter whose or what destruction it was.
Well,
the
sir, I say that the police...
about the American people that they're great. We have a great army, a great military. You should be saying that about...
2543 and 45.
They're passionate about something. They'll do
anything. Hold on for a minute. I want you to stop pushing your mouth into the phone and just saying numbers, okay?
You talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. I don't want you pressing your mouth into the phone and going 25, 35, you know, forget it, okay?
I just wanted to...
I know what you're trying to do to make it sound like you got a really cool radio. Go ahead, sir.
And that's what makes us great.
Well, sir,
we're passionate.
I,
and if we're passionate enough about something, we'll revolt, whether it's against government, whether it's against unions, we'll revolt.
Well,
and there's very little somebody can do.
That's a very revolting development.
What's that?
I was making a joke. What I want
that's
to say
pretty
is,
funny. It's funny.
Yeah,
that was funny.
All right. What I want to say is this. I want to say that, yeah, we had a riot, but the cops went back in there and finally cleaned it up. Sure, sometimes you got to back off, but you don't cut and run forever. That's what the Yugoslavian police did today. They cut and they ran forever. And I'll tell you right now, here in America, I wouldn't try it. You know, yeah,
I
they had their little riot.
Now, the American forces pulled back for over a day before they went back. Hey, Yugoslavian people. They put down their arms for a day.
Right.
Let's see if they can do something peacefully.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Richmond on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
My point is, I keep saying that the Yugoslavian army and police force cut and run, but I don't think he has a real grasp of the situation politically. What we're saying is, it would be like Clinton deciding he didn't want to leave office. And he refuses to leave.
Right.
He has the right to command the military, and the military would have to stand up for that. They're standing up for their rights.
I don't know what the cause of these things are, ma'am. All I'm saying is, you know, are you thinking about trying to do something or something? I don't understand what you're saying. Are you going to try to pull some revolution?
I think that being on national radio and saying that you don't have a grasp of the political situation that you're trying to about is something that...
Hey, ma'am, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. Your car phone is crapping out, but stay on hold with us for a second. All right? Okay, hold on, because you're probably going through a bad cell.
So I want to just comment, because it sounds to me like she's thinking about doing a revolution or something.
I don't think she's thinking of that.
Well, anybody that's calling your show tonight, I want to tell them up front, if you're thinking about pulling some rebellion deal, because that's where...
I don't think anybody's thinking that. They want to talk to you.
Pretty fine, right?
Will you stop with that? Here's Westlake on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Westlake, hello. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hi.
Yes, sir. Hi.
I'm just going to make a wild guess that this guy is about 260 pounds, bald, and has a big red neck and a white streak down his back. I'm just making a wild guess.
You're wrong. Okay.
How much do you weigh?
Well, let's stick the point, because I think I know why you called.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, my wife is Yugoslavian.
Well.
And all those beliefs that you're putting down are part of the revolution.
Well,
it shows how much you know.
Doesn't sound like they're good cops. No cop's going to turn and run.
Your
wife's Yugoslavian? All right, I need to ask you some security questions then, sir.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure you know a lot about it.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. You called up the show. Your wife is Yugoslavian. You are saying that.
I just wish you'd go back
to your
husband's job.
Are you thinking about pulling something?
I wish I could.
Yeah, I wish
I was somewhere to find out whether you're as big as you think you are.
You live in America, so I would try it.
That's
your wife
right.
is Yugoslavia. She could be a security risk. And it's my duty at this time. I'm sorry?
A security risk.
It is my duty at this time to inform you that your wife is an alien.
Well, I wish that you were...
She comes from a country where there...
Somewhere where I could investigate you.
That sounds very interesting.
I have a feeling you're about 265 pounds.
I'll try to keep him on the line.
And you're a heavy-duty Babe Ruth guy.
Okay, really?
We got Slav on the phone. Stand by.
Nothing. I wanted to ask you a question. What part of Yugoslavia is your wife from?
From the very middle part, actually,
the Kosovo
region.
Stand by for location. We have a Slavic on the line.
Been very wounded by this whole thing, and they're ready to get rid of this guy Milosevic, and that's why some of the very police that you've been bad mouthing
are
part of the revolution.
Sir, I need to ask you some security questions. Do you know where Dracula was born?
Dracula.
Yes, sir. Do you know where he was born?
Transylvania.
Yes, sir. All right. And finally, what
do I pass?
Well, sir, you may think this is a big joke.
I do think it's a big joke. You remind me of the schoolyard bullies that we used to have around.
Stand by for location of the Slavic.
And they talked a big game, right. But when the time came, I dropped one of them like a shot. But I hit him first before he knew what was happening.
You know, the light is green. Now, what's the worst car ever made?
The worst car ever made?
Yes, sir.
I guess. One of those Korean cars.
No, the Yugo.
Well, that's your opinion.
Well,
but after all, this country hasn't had the technological.
Whereabouts are you right now, sir?
The United States. I'm on the 405.
You're on the 405?
Yeah.
Are you headed in any
headed
particular?
Headed into L.A.
You can't go into L.A. in the 405, sir?
Yes, you can. You can go down.
Hold on, Phil. I'll conduct the interrogation. You can't go into L.A.
Yes, you can. You can go down toward Pedro.
Yeah, this guy's has a very low
stand by for the location.
I think the guy who's hired him for the night watchman job better think again.
Sir, let me tell you something, sir. I work security for the Johnson Beverage Company, and I learned a lot at that time. I fired into the dark. I shouldn't have done it. I killed an animal.
Yeah.
It could easily have been a human being.
It certainly could have.
What animal did you
kill?
Have
you ever shot yourself?
No, sir. That would be stupid.
Is there a hole in your pith helmet?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Stand by to be picked up by our security force.
Yeah, I'll look for that van.
If you see a blue armband, I would like you to submit, plain and simple.
Okay, spin the pith helmet so I'll recognize you.
Is he making fun of me?
Yes, he's making fun of you.
God damn it.
Stand by, the asshole's making fun of me.
Okay, all right, I don't want any language like that.
Order him another pizza. Maybe he'll calm down. I think he needs something to eat.
Yeah, all right, thanks for your call, sir. I got to get you off the line in case they try to get you.
Don't hang up on him, Phil. Oh, you jack.
I'm sorry. I hung up on him. He's now out of your range. So, what'd the guy say? Spin your pith helmet so I'll know it's you? Poor old Jay, man. He's waiting for the revolution. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I got a map here of Eastern Europe. I don't know, man, but the Poland, the Czech Republic, Bratislava, is that a country? That's Slovakia. Hungary and Bosnia and Serbia and Romania and Bulgaria and Ukraine and Belarus. All of these are areas of the world that most people really don't know much about. And when we talk about Europe, does anybody really think about those countries? I mean, I'm talking not scholars. I mean, just regular guys, regular gals who have their, summer vacation planned for France. Anybody thinking about Poland and the Czech Republic? That's a real, man, that's a real creepy part of the world. The people over there who are, seriously. Now, I don't know about Yugoslavia specifically, but there are countries over there filled with some pretty nasty people. Forget about the government. I mean nasty people. Poland, for starters. Nasty, nasty people. Let's take, for instance, the German Blitzkrieg in World War II. The Germans went into Poland, and then the SS followed, the SS to round up all the Jews. You know who helped the SS round up the Jews? The Polish people did. They were turning in their friends and their neighbors. And to this day, you can go over to Poland. They ain't got a kind word to say about a Jewish person over there at all. So they're the biggest pack of collaborating turncoat scum. And whenever I see something on television about the poor Polish people in the Blitzkrieg, I laugh. I get myself a quart of malt liquor and a big quart of ice cream and sit down and enjoy it. I could care less. This whole region of the world is settled by people who the Romans were able to keep at bay. The Romans, during the Vandal invasions, were, they were a people under siege. There was an empire under siege. They had the Krauts from the north, the Germans, and if you saw Gladiator, you got a little bit of a taste of the German tribes back in the early part of the day, the early part of humanity. The Germans were animals. Animals. They belched and farted and ate red raw meat. They knew nothing. Few of them knew anything about farming. Most of the food that they ate was dairy and meat because they just would slaughter a horse and eat it. Because they plant something? I don't know. What do you mean plant something? You plant it and the thing grows. Corn? I don't know. Okay. Well, that's the whole thing there. That's that whole part of the world. They're real creepy. Of course, the French ain't much better. I was just talking about how the Nazis were rounding up all the Jews. The French helped them do the same thing. Those French cops over there, those gendarmes, those coppers were like they were in the forefront of rounding up the Jews and throwing them to concentration camps. I mean, they're all garbage, but if you get past German, and we all know about Krauts, and we've all done the German jokes, but now get past that and get over to Czechoslovakia and Hungary, there's a reason why Bram Stoker put Dracula in the middle of freaking Romania over there. And Bulgaria, I don't even want to know what that is. Though that whole part of the world is oddball, man, and nobody can figure it out. Nobody born over here can figure it out. They got a hard-on for each other like you wouldn't believe. And, this whole thing that happened in Yugoslavia over the last few years, Bosnia and Serbia, and there's people actually on TV trying to make sense out of this. Well, you see, they are Christian and Muslim, and it goes back thousands of years. Just exactly when do people stop worrying about this stuff? Like the Armenians, they got a problem with the Turks. That's going to go on for another 100 years because there was some massacre. Well, okay. But that's the whole heart of the problem over there. Everybody's got a, it's religious, it's ethnic, it's something else. But that whole Eastern Europe thing is something we'll never get because it's almost primeval. It's like not even part of the civilized world. It's a lot of bats in caves and stuff, and guys wearing fur coats and pushing ox carts up roads. What? A lot of women in babushkas and, running ahead of the Blitzkrieg. Just when I want to work up a little bit of sympathy for these people, the people themselves, forget about the government, the people themselves turn out to be real scum. Really nasty. So anything's going on over there, man, God, you better believe it. I heard Clinton say it today, and these nuts are saying, well, do you think that we'll get involved militarily? I hope not. They're in one side over there, and I'd back up. 1 minute, this guy's good, and next minute, you don't know, man. Stay away. What you do is, remember they put the wall through Berlin. They ought to put a wall around that whole country and stay out like it's a toxic waste dump for 100 years. And then we'll peek over the wall in about 100 years and see who's left. Just let them do. See, in the old days, the cops used to round up gang members and throw them into a paddy wagon. They'd round up a gang member, you know, a few gang members from one gang, a few from another gang. They'd throw them in the back of the wagon. They'd drive around the street. You know, they'd drive around a block about five times while these guys kick the crap out of each other. And then they'd open up the thing and they'd just all spill out. That's what we do with that. We just put a wall around it, contain it like it's a toxic waste dump, and let them go at each other for the next, half a century or whatever it takes. And, yeah, I know there'll be refugees and there'll be a bad scene. You know, what are we going to do? Because I'm telling you right now, they're a very unpredictable, strange breed, man. These are the people that all of a sudden we're feeling really warmly about. Do you remember about a year ago we were dropping bombs on these guys? Now all of a sudden we're their friend? The only thing that was really cool about all of that, though, was looking at that storming into that TV station and setting fire to it. Boy, you know how many times I've wanted to do that. That was very awesome. That was very cool. That was, you know, it was like watching that whole trip that went down in Tiananmen Square. Remember 10 to 11 years ago, whatever it was? I was in Tiananmen Square in 82. I stood there in the middle of that big square, and I saw those big communist pictures of Mao Zedong and all these people. And then there it was with all the tanks in it. Not that I wanted to be there then, but it was very historic to watch that. Now I'm seeing this stuff going down. Every now and again, we see these TV screens filled with guys standing on tanks with microphones. Some guy waving a flag from a busted window. And then the fun starts, you know. They ain't got no money, and the mafia takes over, and the trains ain't running on time, and then there's a crime, and all of that really groovy democracy we were promising everybody ain't exactly working out. Just let them do what they're doing. Seal it off, like I said, like a bad garbage can full of some bad spoiled food, and sit on the lid. And wait for that whole thing to finish up, because it's a really oddball part of the world. None of us got a handle on this thing. And, you know, I was I could have gone to Transylvania, and I didn't. I was invited. It was a radio station promotion. We were going to take some listeners to Dracula's Castle. And I didn't go, not because I believe in vampires, but I didn't want some guy with a submachine gun parked up my keister for about 2 weeks. These guys are walking around with machine guns while you're supposed to be enjoying yourself at Dracula's Castle. Relaxing there at Drax Castle, and these Romanians are standing there with the big star on their hat with a machine gun shoved in your back. Have good time. I went through that in China. So, you know, but it's making for, like the Gulf War, some damn fine TV. All right, now, Casino Night 2000 is right around the corner. November the 4th, Casino Night 2000. Phil Henry Show and My Friend's Place present Dwight Yoakam at the Santa Monica Museum of Flying November 4th. Starts at 7 p.m. All the proceeds go to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. Full program, lots of fun. Tickets $250 per person. Call 323-908-0011, extension 102.